My name is Benjamin, and today's show is called Technology, Society's Friend or Enemy. Today, I will be discussing the topic of whether technology has a positive effect on society. Technology that I will be referring to is from the science fiction novel Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. Today's technology, in my findings, plays a major role on how our society functions for better or for worse. To start off, technology like the parlor walls, as mentioned in Fahrenheit 451, can have a positive impact on society since it allows for people to have the convenience of receiving information and entertainment without leaving the comfort of your home. However, the parlor walls can have a negative impact on society because it can cause excessive laziness in its users, and it can cause a dependence for its satisfaction. I have found that the parlor walls are similar to virtual reality headsets because you can feel like you're in that setting and in some cases interact with what is being shown in the headset. In addition to the parlor walls, technology like Faber's earpiece can also have a positive and negative impact on society. The earpieces can have a positive effect when used by people that can use them for good things. For example, Faber's earpieces would be perfect for law enforcement because it would allow for discreet, convenient communication, which is crucial when you're trying to stay undercover. However, if in the wrong hands, this technology similar to Faber's earpieces can be used by criminals to secretly commit crimes like drug distribution or murder. Finally, technological advancements like the nuclear bomb, as shown in Fahrenheit 451, can have positive and negative effects on society. Nuclear bombs have a positive effect on society when used in the right situation. For example, in World War II, the war in the Pacific Theater could have lasted for many years longer if President Truman had decided not to drop the atomic bombs on Japan, allowing for far more casualties to occur on both sides before the war would end. However, this can be seen as a negative effect because the atomic bombs dropped killed tens of thousands of innocent Japanese citizens, similar to what had occurred in Fahrenheit 451. In conclusion, this is why I believe technology has both positive and negative effects on society. It just depends on how the technology is used. Thank you for listening.